Belinda Audio and the O'Brien Press present this unabridged recording of Double Trouble at the Dead Zoo, Molly Malone and Bram Stoker, Book 2, written by Alan Nolan and read by Christopher Simpson. Guess who's back? Back again. Molly's back. Tell a friend. In which a ruddy-haired rover returns and Bram sets off for the late-night city sights. Bram placed his pencil inside the pages of his diary and set it down beside the soldier candlestick on his bedside table. After a few seconds of deliberation, he took down his copy of Moby Dick from the shelf and got into bed to read. He managed almost 40 full minutes of reading before he nodded off, sitting up, with the copy of Melville's book lying open and limp on his blanketed lap. He was startled back into consciousness, he thought, by the bonging sound of the grandfather clock in the hallway striking midnight, three stories below. Funny. He had been sleeping in the new house for almost 4 months, and the grandfather clock's bonging had never woken him before. Then he heard a different sound. To Bram, it sounded almost like the sound of knuckles rapping on glass. He sat up straight, suddenly wide awake, his copy of Moby Dick sliding off his bedclothes and hitting the bedroom rug with a muffled thunk. There it was again, the rapping noise. It was the sound of someone knocking on the glass window. Two quick raps, then one slow. Strange how it reminded Bram of a whistle he had once heard. Two high notes and one low. A whistle so ear-piercing that even the memory of it made Bram's hands move involuntarily towards his ears. Hold on. Two quick, one slow. Two high, one low. That's Molly's whistle! Bram launched himself out of bed and padded quickly but quietly to the window. He hurriedly yanked the shutters open and found himself face to face with a very familiar set of features. Two sparkling, mischievous green eyes, a freckle-covered nose and chin, and above all of that, gleaming in the moonlight, a bird's nest of unruly ginger hair. "Molly!" whisper shouted Bram, his eyes wide and his mouth hanging open in astonishment. "Open the window and let me in, you idiot, yeah?" mouthed Molly Malone from the other side of the glass. Bram, his eyes still comically wide, did as he was bidden, sliding up the sash window to reveal Molly Malone herself, clinging nonchalantly to the third-story stone windowsill. Molly swung her legs around the sill and slipped into the room, landing noiselessly on the red Chinese-patterned rug. She turned around slowly, taking in her surroundings as she brushed dust from her knee-length, dark green satin dress.